Chapter 5. The snow had ceased, but it caked the ground deeply now, and the sleek ground car advanced through the deserted streets with lumbering effort. The murky gray light of incipient dawn was cold not only in the poetical sense, but also in a very literal way. And even in the then turbulent state of the Foundation's politics, no one, whether actionist or pro-Hardin, found his spirits sufficiently ardent to begin street activity that early. Johann Lee did not like that, and his grumblings grew audible. "It's going to look bad, Hardin. They're going to say you sneaked away. Let them say it if they wish. I've got to get to Anacreon, and I want to do it without trouble. Now that's enough, Lee." Hardin leaned back into the cushioned seat and shivered slightly. It wasn't cold inside the well-heated car, but there was something frigid about a snow-covered world, even through glass, that annoyed him. He said reflectively, "Someday when we get around to it, we ought to weather-condition Terminus. It could be done." "I," replied Lee, "would like to see a few other things done first. For instance, what about weather-conditioning Cermak? A nice, dry cell fitted for 25 centigrade all year round would be just right." "And then I'd really need bodyguards," said Hardin, "and not just those two." He indicated two of Lee's bully boys sitting up front with the driver, hard eyes on the empty streets, ready hands at their atom blasts. "You evidently want to stir up civil war."
"I do."
"There are other sticks in the fire, and it won't require much stirring, I can tell you." He counted off on blunt fingers. "One, Cermak raised hell yesterday in the city council and called for an impeachment."
"He had a perfect right to do so," responded Hardin coolly. "Besides which, his motion was defeated 206 to 184.
"Certainly. A majority of 22 when we had counted on 60 as a minimum. Don't deny it. You know you did."
"It was close," admitted Hardin.
"All right. And two, after the vote, the 59 members of the Actionist Party reared upon their hind legs and stamped out of the council chambers." Hardin was silent, and Lee continued, "And three, before leaving, Cermak howled that you were a traitor, that you were going to Anacreon to collect your 30 pieces of silver, that the chamber majority in refusing to vote impeachment had participated in the treason, and that the name of their party was not Actionist for nothing. What does that sound like?"
"Trouble, I suppose."
"And now you're chasing off at daybreak like a criminal. You ought to face them, Hardin. And if you have to, declare martial law, by space."
"Violence is the last refuge
of the incompetent nuts."
"All right. We'll see. Now listen to me carefully, Lee. 30 years ago, the time vault opened, and on the 50th anniversary of the beginning of the Foundation, there appeared a Harry Seldon recording to give us our first idea of what was really going on.